I'm your host, Steve Luckins. Joining me today is our Dubai-based reporter, John McCauley. John, what an announcement earlier today, eh?
Yeah, came a bit out of the blue in terms of it getting announced today, Steve, but obviously this has been rumbling on for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly been enough to suggest from Pacquiao's camp, whether it be through his advisor, Michael Conch, or whoever handles his Twitter page, to that effect, that this fight is being held in the UAE.
Well, it seems to be, Steve, and obviously, you know, there's a large degree of scepticism that needs to come with this as well, just in terms of, you know, I don't think we've necessarily been down the road this far before, but we've certainly seen fights and other sporting events announced here and are penciled in for here and never actually come to fruition. So from speaking to Konsk via text message today, very early hours of this morning, after Pacquiao and Khan had announced that they will indeed fight on April 23rd, on their Twitter accounts, I spoke to Konsk via text message, and he said that yes, in fact, that this is definitely happening. Manny's in full control of his Twitter account. This is certainly being pushed through. It's happened. They've agreed on the details in terms of the two of them fighting each other. Manny will defend his WBO welterweight title, and the next thing is they just need to decide on a venue. And I was told that that's going to happen in the coming days, and then later on, I kind of pushed Michael a little bit, and he came back and said, "Look, yes, it's going to happen in the UAE." So, you know, this is what we're going on at the moment. If it does happen, and if it indeed rings true, it's fantastic news for the UAE.
Like a dog on a bone and a true reporter, you refuse to take no for an answer, eh? That's great stuff, John.
And I don't think I'm quite as dangerous as the people he runs around with.
Yeah, I bet. I take on board what you're saying as well in terms of, you know, UAE fight fans have, we've had our fingers burnt too many times before. You know, Pacquiao, Amir Khan, Bob Arum, plenty of people have come here and said that they would love to stage a fight in Dubai. Now, whether that is genuine ambition, lip service, or a bargaining chip to get a better deal elsewhere, they've all said it, but like you touched on, it actually seems like we can see the finish line this time.
Yeah, well, it does. Look, I've been in contact with people that are close to Amir Khan today as well, and they seem to back everything up. You know, it's still, they haven't finalized everything from what I'm led to believe. There's still a few things to negotiate on the table, but as you would expect, an event of this magnitude, you would need input from Abu Dhabi and Dubai, irrespective of whether it takes place in either Emirates. So they say that they've gotten this, that there's just a few things that need ironed out, but they're very much pushing through with it, and they're confident that it will happen. Now, there was a press release released earlier on today by Pacquiao's camp saying that, by Amir's camp, and Amir's been on Snapchat and other social media today saying that there's three venues or three host cities or places that this could take place in. One's the United States, one's the UK. Obviously, he's from Bolton in England. And the other one is the UAE. But from my understanding is that at the moment, Dubai, and it does seem as if it is going to be Dubai. If it does happen here, Dubai would be the most likely out of those three places.
Okay, John, so we're going on Dubai as a host venue. What are the most likely venues in Dubai? Where's big enough to host an event of this magnitude?
Well, Steve, you're thinking the most obvious one for me would be the Sevens, which really only hosts the Dubai Sevens every year. You know, it's got that one key event that they have every December that takes place, and it's obviously a huge event on the Dubai social calendar and sporting calendar. So that seems the most obvious one to me. There are other places, Hamdan Sports Complex maybe, certainly has the, you would think would be able to stage something of that size and of that nature. But for me, I reckon it would be the Sevens.
Yeah, okay. And again, you touched earlier, there's Khan's camp alluded to the fact that they have backing from Abu Dhabi and Dubai. That's in terms of the sports councils, who you would think definitely would have to have some involvement, whether either or both. What about, obviously I know you're not involved in the negotiations, mate, you already get paid too much here, but there needs to be significant financial backing to stage an event where you're dealing with two boxers who take home paychecks within the tens of millions. Are we any further down the line of sourcing who might be financing this super fight?
You know, for obvious reasons, whenever I had spoken to people earlier on today who are very, very close to this, they were reluctant to say who exactly was putting up money in and who was backing it. They just reinforced that there is the backing for it. And, you know, the figures quoted last week by Bob Arum, who's top-ranked promoter, who usually promotes Manny Pacquiao, he had said that you were looking at upwards of $38 million. You know, so it's a very hefty chunk of change, which would require a lot of different people getting involved, I would say. So, you know, at the moment, I was told that there's, just to reiterate, that there's the confidence that this will in fact happen, and that something will be announced within the next week. And I was told that it would actually be the matter of days.
Okay, mate. And in terms of what would this do for the UA's profile? Now, obviously, in their portfolio, they've already got world-class international tennis, swimming, rugby, Formula One. What would this do to put the UAE on the boxing map as a hub of world-class title belt?
Well, it would put it on the map. And again, so, you know, I'm a little bit reticent in terms of kind of bigging this up just until we know that it's definitely going to happen. But let's say that it is going to happen. I think that it does definitely put it on the boxing map. It's got two of the biggest names in boxing at the moment, certainly. It doesn't mean that they're at the peak of their powers by any means, but they're certainly two of the biggest names. And to get that combination certainly makes the fight incredibly attractive inside the UAE because of the Filipino community here, because of the Pakistan-India community. Khan's obviously a Muslim, British-born Muslim, so there would be significant interest in the country because we've never had anything like this before, and then outside that as well, because you've already seen, as soon as those two guys announced the news this morning, I think all the major news outlets in the UK and in the US have covered it. So they're definitely two marquee names. As I said, I don't think Pacquiao is certainly nowhere near the Pacquiao he was a few years ago. That goes without saying. But to have those two here, I'm trying to think of another standalone sporting event that would compare to that. And I would struggle. I would struggle, really.
There isn't one, is there?
Cup final on April 1st. So, Shabab against Al Ali. I don't know if that would kind of attract the same kind of interest in numbers. But, it would be huge. It would be massive for the country.
Yeah, you mentioned the Filipino and Pakistani communities here, but even for not just your diehard boxing fans, your casual fans, I mean, there are plenty of people who know the name Manny Pacquiao, plenty who know the name Amir Khan. Wherever they host this fight, if, as you say, it does go ahead here, there'll be no issues about selling out a venue here, will there?
No, I wouldn't say so. But you know, they have to. There's other things which I'm sure they will have looked into. But you've got to consider how much you've got to make it affordable for everybody to go to as well. So you know, I don't know what the parameters of that are going to be, but you'll want to ensure that this would be a sellout here, which I'm sure it would be. I'm not too sure what the sevens would hold, if you were looking to put on an event of this nature. But yeah, they would need to make it affordable for everybody, and 100% you would get, you know, that would sell out.
And okay, let's talk about what we definitely know is confirmed, and that is Manny Pacquiao is going to fight Amir Khan on April 23rd. We think we're 99% down the line that it is going to be the UAE, but let's talk about the two fighters. As you mentioned, Pacquiao's powers are on the wane. He hasn't knocked out anyone since stopping Ricky Hatton in 2009, and yet he returned successfully to the ring last November, beating Jesse Vargas on points. Amir Khan, I don't think you would say his career's in tatters, but he's in need of a career-defining win, and Pacquiao would definitely offer that.
Yes, yeah. Well, my understanding was that the plan had been for a while for Khan to have a tune-up fight, as they call it, because obviously the last time he fought was last May against Alvarez, and you know, it was a pretty brutal knockout in the sixth round of that fight. So
that punch that Canelo threw at Amir Khan would have floored a rhino.
Yeah, it certainly would have. So, you know, it's Khan's, I think he's since had, I'm nearly sure, I think he's had surgery on his hand or his wrist. So the original plan was to have a tune-up fight and then maybe go for this super fight in inverted commas next year or later this year if it could have happened in November time. But it seems that just kind of the stars have aligned. Manny Pacquiao put out this poll 2 weeks ago, I think it is now, asking who his fans would like him to fight. And Khan was the resounding winner of that out of the four options.
Jeff Horn, eh?
Yes, exactly. Poor Jeff Horn. Guy thought that he was going to get the fight of his career, thus far anyway. I think Jeff Horn's only 29. But he thought that this was all signed, sealed and delivered. But Steve, that's another reason why I'd still be a little bit sceptical of this happening in the UAE, is just because you're never too sure anything's done in boxing, I don't think, until it's totally confirmed and everything's signed, sealed and delivered. So, look, it's... For Khan, this would be it's another step up, and you've got to give him a bit of credit for taking these big fights. It's whether or not he would be able to withstand someone of Pacquiao's power and someone of Pacquiao's kind of pedigree and reputation in the ring.
Yeah, I agree totally. He's I think he does possess the tools to do it. It's just a shame that every time he gets hurt, he seems to abandon his footwork, because otherwise I think he's more than a match for Pacquiao. But I guess we'll find out on April 23, and hopefully we'll be able to see it ringside in Dubai.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so. Fingers crossed. Look, the best thing of the news to come today is that it seems we're moving towards a conclusion, which I think we all need.
Yes, we're desperate for it, really, aren't we? I think, like you said, we're all approaching this with optimism, but just with a little tinge of caution, just because we've been here so many times before.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, fingers crossed. I'm sure we'll hear in the coming days exactly what's going to happen.
And I'm sure you'll break it to us. Well, that's all we've got time for today. John, thanks very much for joining us. And please, please keep us updated.
Will do, Steve. Thank you.
Take care, mate. Well, that's all we have time for this week. This podcast was produced by the Nationals Multimedia Desk, who you can follow on Twitter at NSVUAE, or follow us on sports at NatSportUAE.